Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, and our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain. Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. New episode coming very, very soon. Maybe before the holidays, who knows? And joining me is the wonderful and charismatic and hilarious and joyful and huggable.
Jesus,
and friendly,
what do you want?
And sweet and cheerful Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's going on?
Are we in a fight?
No. That was my way of apologizing for making you wait while I went and got my coffee.
Oh, no, baby. Get your coffee, baby. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ben.
No fights. believe me, if we're in a fight, I'm way more passive-aggressive.
I know. It's like when your husband brings you roses for no reason. You're like, you fucking cheater. Who is she?
No, but like that, I'm not obvious like that. I'm not obvious. We actually never really fight. It's kind of amazing. I think the most is, I think I snapped at you last week because an Uber was taking too long. And I was like, well, why didn't you call it? And then I felt bad. And I was like, his mom does it all the time. He's used to it. That's the role I've taken on, I guess, in that moment.
Yeah, that's how you gotta be with me, because I did not call it. It's not like we never take Ubers. Why wouldn't I call it? And you know why? Because I was sick of fucking dealing with it. I just wanted a fresh slate with a new Uber.
Right? I literally snapped at you. We haven't addressed this, but I did snap at you. I was like, well, why didn't you call it? And you're like, anyway, obviously it was fine.
Oh, hon, you give me enough sugar, you deserve a few snaps every once in a while. I didn't even think twice about it. But our issues are worked out now, so thanks, guys.
We just worked out that Uber issue that clearly was on my mind. I didn't even realize until this episode started.
We've been watching so much Housewives that we're just like, oh my God, let's talk about our issues. You know, it's like, let's, that reunion, oh my God, of Orange County, which is coming later.
But, yeah, we'll have that up later today. We'll also have a bonus episode up later today. We did a preview of the Top Chef All-Stars cast, and we actually broke it into two episodes. And the first episode is up, it's gonna be up probably later today. The next one will be next week. I have to say, we went in on Brian Mularkey for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It was amazing. That was like one of my favorite things we did all year long, was spend 20 minutes just making fun of Brian Mularkey and his bio.
Yeah, I mean, I left there feeling like, wow. You know, we're really doing something with our lives.
Yeah, what a life. So you guys, we obviously 2019 is coming to a close. A new decade begins shortly. And with a new decade becomes a new Ben and Ronnie experience. We are taking our show on the road for 2020. The first 6 months, we have a bunch of shows we're going to do. There's probably about two or three more that will be added into the mix, but we'll have more information about that in the new year. For right now, this is what we've got going on. Starting in January, we've got the Golden Crappies, which is sold out. Thank you, everyone who bought tickets to that. And then from there, we're going back to Detroit. We're going to Columbus, Ohio. We're going to Austin, Texas, Houston, Birmingham, Alabama, New Orleans. Ooh, so excited for that. Kansas City, or as we've been instructed to call it, Lawrence fucking Kansas, because we're in Lawrence, Kansas, really. Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, Oklahoma City, Asbury Park, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Boston. Those last three shows there, D.C., San Francisco, Boston, are in huge theaters. So come buy a ticket so we feel really cool when we sell them out, assuming
yes.
You do. Anything else? Merchandise? Merch? Crappens
no,
merch?
Who cares? Who cares? I've been deleting emails.
Oh, good. Anything good?
Lots of Joss and Maine. You know, I love a Joss and Maine experience.
What's a Joss and Maine?
It's owned by Wayfair. It's a shopping app online. You buy home stuff. It's like Wayfair, but it's like fancier. I mean, it is Wayfair, but it's like a fancier font.
I have a bench from Wayfair.
You know, so do I, actually.
Fun fact,
look
everyone.
At us, twins.
Fun decor trick. So
this episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey is called The Last Supper.
I like that you started a new sentence on my colon. That's fine.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I was putting down, it wasn't ignoring you as much as it was putting down Joss and Maine to talk about this delicious episode.
It's fine. I will give the decor tip about my bench on a future episode.
Oh, is that a tip? Okay,
no,
go for it.
No, I was going to give a tip.
Decor tip.
I was going to give a decor tip. I think you thought that my bench was, I think you thought I was concluding my tip. I was actually about to start my decor tip.
Okay, go ahead.
This is, I think, really helpful. This is going to be helpful because the holidays are around the corner. So if you wind up getting yourself a cool new TV, there are going to be cables everywhere, right? And for me, I had no place to put the cables and make it look like hide them or whatever. Like the way that I had set up my decor with my shelves, there just was no place for all these, like, you know, there's like 10 different HDMI cables. It feels like there's something for the satellite receiver, then the Apple TV, and then the video games. It's everything everywhere. So what I did was I put under my TV, I put three of those like cube baskets that you can just get from Target, you know, we just uh-huh. little baskets.
Uh-huh.
And what I did was I put all of my like cable stuff in there because let me clarify that the TV that I have, what happens is it has no inputs. It has one little input, and then you attach that input, this HDMI thing that can take in like five things. So I hid that in the basket. So the cable goes down into the basket. It goes in through the basket handle, and so then everything is in there. And then all the cables that need to go into the TV, the video game, the Switch, the DVR, whatever else needs to go, you thread them through the same basket handle and plug them in all in there into that. So you now are like all the cabling is hidden by a basket. And then you have the three baskets there. Use the other two for whatever storage you want. And then I got a bench and put the bench over the basket so it looks like a cute little seating area or whatever. But really what it's doing is it's masking the fact that if you looked over, you'd see all those cables in the basket. So when you walk in, it just looks like three cute baskets under a bench. But really,
well, there you go.
It's a cable storage solution. So use
that. Yeah.
If you get a new TV or something for Christmas, think about that.
There you go, everybody. And it looks very cute. I've seen it.
Thank you. I know it has nothing to do with Bravo, but this is just where my mind is today.
And hey, it works for me. Everyone got a great tip, okay?
Thank you.
So now, this Real Housewives of New Jersey episode is called The Last Supper, which, you know, for anyone who knows El Bible, is the Christian part, is where Jesus has his supper because his ass gets betrayed by Judas. So I was really excited to see who got betrayed, but apparently it was like the last supper. I don't even know what it means. How was it the last supper?
Because it's like the last Easter before Joe gets shipped off to Italy.
I mean, who cares? He's in ice. It's not like he's at supper. He's not there anyway.
He's not Jesus, you know? Also, by the way.
Yeah, Jesus didn't just come into the Last Supper on FaceTime or through the prison, you know, fucking payphone. He was like actually at the supper. He's in the paintings. Don't try and use some Bible bullshit for your Real Housewives of New Jersey and use the greatest martyr of all time for Joe Giudice. Real Housewives of New Jersey, I will not with that.
And by the way, Joe Giudice has had plenty of suppers in Italy, I would like to add. Also, we are kind of burying the lead, which is that 2 days ago, it was officially announced that Joe and Tree are separating. I mean,
it's kind of obvious. It just seems like it's already happened. Yeah.
He's been deported. Yeah. He can never come home. So sort of obvious. But yeah, it's official now. They've separated. But not divorced or filed for divorce, but they are separated.
And now all she has to do is write her book about how hard it is to be a single mother, and then she'll do the entire Caroline Manzo prediction.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why I'm not surprised. Caroline's already told us all this stuff, guys. Listen to Manzo.
But also, like, Caroline Manzo's getting a lot of credit for just, like, very common sense, right?
That's
like,
true.
Caroline Manzo's getting credit. I mean, that's like saying, let me tell you something about what's going to happen when it rains. The roads are going to get slippery. Some people will slow down too much. Some will drive too fast. Some will spin off the road. They'll be dense. They'll get wet. And then the sun will come out later. It's like, okay, well, you don't get an award for predicting that.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like, you know what? You turn on that faucet, you're going to get some hot water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like obvious. Either way.
Yeah. Pretty basic things to call. But still, she called it.
She's
been right
it.
So far. So I just assumed they were already separated because I listen to my psychics, okay?
You
should. So let's open with a gorgeous shot of a freeway. Melissa is salting the shit out of some steaks.
Yeah, she's like steaming steaks in a pan. And Joe Gorga enters the kitchen and he goes, I got some bad news. I just got back from Teresa's house. Joe got denied his appeal. And Melissa's like, holy shit, I wish I were surprised. I'm just going to act really sad right now because otherwise Teresa will yell at me.
Yeah, and she's like, do the kids know? And he says, they don't want to tell the young one. They don't want to tell Adriana. You know, she's too young. And Melissa's like, well, I don't agree with that because they've got social media. They're going to hear about it, which is exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what Teresa's doing. Far be it from me to tell people to have to raise their children, but why stop now? Tell your fucking kid. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. She's smart enough. Or she's going to figure it out. So then we go over to Frank and Dolores, who are pretty much starting the episode in the most Frank and Dolores way possible. They're driving up to a place called Lighting Expo, but they've got dogs in the car. And Frank is like, Dolores, oh my God, it smells like freaking dirty ass with these freaking dogs in here, Dolores. And Dolores explains, well, Frankie didn't take the garbage out. The fish went bad and the dogs ate it.
Do I smell like fish? He's like, well, what am I supposed to say that, Dolores? She's like, shut up, Frank. I'm the cleanest girl you know.
I love... He's like, well, that's not saying a lot, Dolores. But I just like that this is the saga of... Like, this is the plight of Dolores and Frank. That they have rancid fish in the garbage and their dogs ate it. And now the dogs have spread their stank onto them.
The way smell like fish, it's like Dolores' entire season, you know, wrapped up. And then also typical them, dogs in the car while you're shopping. You know, you're lucky my auntie's not there. She'd leave a note on your car, a very, very all capsy note.
Well, why did they even bring the dog? If the dogs are smelling, if they've got like rancid fish breath, why are they even coming along to Lighting Expo? Is it essential that the dogs are there while you pick out lighting fixtures? I don't think so.
You know what else isn't essential at the Lighting Expo? Your personal information, okay? Just come in and tell me what kind of light you want. How about that?
Yeah.
So the poor lighting guy's like, hey, welcome to the Lighting Expo. And Frank's like, ah, you know what? She's moving in with a boyfriend, Lighting Expo guy. That's what's going on. She's moving in with a boyfriend. She needs light for a boyfriend, right?
Yeah, by the way, the lighting expert's name was Joe. Just in case there was any concern that there was not another Joe on the show, his name was Joe.
I know, Marty is really out of place.
Yeah, I don't know what Marty's even doing. Mm. So, Frank is like, so just so you know, on the front of the house, she has a big double door. She has a big double door, okay? And I don't know why I wrote that down. I just like the idea of Frank describing houses. And so they're looking at all these exterior lights, and there's this modern one here and a less modern one, but still all these like interesting exterior ones. And Dolores is like, you know what? I like this one better. And then we see the one she chooses is the worst one out of every single one we saw. It's like,
yeah, it really is.
It's like semi Hogwarts, semi like Ashley furniture.
Yeah. I think it's like if, what's that couple who does that design show that makes me crazy? Chip and Diana. Yes, Chip and Joanna. It's like Chip and Joanna Hogwarts.
Yeah, yeah. It is Chip and Joanna Hogwarts. It was like uniquely terrible. And of course, that's the one that Dolores chose.
Yeah, and Dolores, just how she chooses things. She's like, I don't like square. I like rounds. You know what I like? A teardrop lamp.
And then she gets a text. And of course, Dolores is the person that goes, I got a text, like she's on Love Island, and she's like, okay, Joe's appeal is denied. I'm sick. You know what, Frank? I'm sick for her. I'm sick. Although, to be fair, it might be the rancid fish from the garbage. You know what? I think it's that. I think it's that.
It's like, how much is each appeal? This is the second one. How much could that possibly cost, Frank? And he's like, tens of thousands, Dolores, all right? And now, you know that you've gone through that chance and this chance. Now there's even less of a chance. And I love when Jersey people start, like Joe Gorga last week, when he's like, all right, lawyer, what do we got here? 50%, 40%, 30%, 20%, 10%, 1%. What kind of chance do we got here, huh? Well, I love when they start running the numbers on their chances.
Yeah. They always start so high. Also, at this point, poor Joe, who works at the store, who was just like looking at all his lamps that he now has to wipe down after Frank's been talking. Oh, God. Oh, more saliva. All right.
Yeah. Oh, so then we go to Gorga.
Yeah.
And the Gorgas. And Joe Gorga is like, you know, I'm worried they're going to spend all this money for nothing. I mean, why keep even fighting it? Melissa's like, you stayed for the girls. The girls want their daddy. It's a no-brainer. I was like, oh, God. So now we're going to all act like this is just happening today.
I mean,
yes,
you know, the term no-brainer is often used with Teresa and Joe. That's for sure.
So Joe is acting like he's the one who came up with this big idea for Joe to leave ICE and save the family some money. And I think it's because they got a lot of heat for Joe being like, yeah, so I just decided, fuck this place. I ain't staying here no more. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, I got better things to do with my time. I'm not wasting it nice.
Yeah. So either way, his days are numbered, as we know. So they're talking about it's going to be Easter, and they're going to be doing Easter at Teresa's house, which I'm like, okay. So clearly that means that we're going to have a big, long segment at the end of the show where everyone cries, and sure enough, that's exactly what happens. So in the meantime,
yeah,
we go over to Paramus, where we're at Jennifer's house, and her kids are just, like, back to being full monsters. One of the kids has a bow and arrow. Like, he has a little bow and arrow that he's shooting at people inside the house. The other one is skating from the foyer into the kitchen, like skateboarding, I should say. Like, it's freaking Silver Spoons or something. I'm like, what is happening in this monster house?
Yeah. I just put down Jennifer's kids shoot things.
Yeah.
She also has her nanny.
Tiana. Poor Tiana. Tiana's trying to teach the girls about who knows what, like, fractions, and Olivia just takes the book and tosses it over her head and gives her a scowl like, I'm back, bitches.
Also, Olivia has about 30 pounds of weave on her head, or like a fake ponytail. Did you notice that?
No, I did not notice that.
She is hilarious. She's my new favorite thing in the world. She has like 30 pounds of hair on her head. I was cracking up. And that family already has a lot of hair, you know, but
yes,
she's got like her little housewives do, her little Jen wig in. So funny. So Jen's like, your uncle is coming for a music lesson.
Yeah. So in my mind, I was thinking it was the uncle who's going to get married to Melda. So I was like, really? What is he going to be teaching? Not realizing that Jen has an amazing musical theater gay brother. Hello. Why have you been hiding him? So then Jennifer sits down with Gabriella and she's like, so what's new in school, Gabriella? And she's like, I got hit in the head with a ball. I was like, damn. First of all, whoever threw a ball at our Gabriella, you need to go throw yourself down some stairs. That is not right, okay? You do not throw balls at our Gabriella. Second of all, like, I'm like, kids are savages.
Kids are fucking monsters. Here's my question. Didn't we defund PE? What the fuck? People are still doing PE? What the fuck am I voting for? Okay? And then, I say no more PE. It's bullshit.
Yeah, and then this little bitch, she tells Gabriella, next time, see the ball coming. And I was like, that girl is a monster, but that's exactly the sort of thing that Jennifer would say to any one of her castmates, by the way.
Yeah. See, next time see the ball coming, I'm a chameleon.
That's what I do. I'm a ball player. I throw balls. You have to get away from my balls. If you know I'm there, you know I'm going to throw a ball. It's not my fault if you can't get away from my balls.
This is the Marge. I guess it's time for a commercial or something like that. I don't know. You know what I need? I don't need a commercial. I need a new living room. Okay, Joe? That's what I need. Okay, classic Marge.
An Apple original series.
18 years, that's how long Warren Cave has sat in jail for murder. Is there an innocent man in prison because of me?
You think all the secrets came out during the trial?
I have to get to the truth.
Octavia Spencer, Aaron Paul, Lizzie Kaplan.
The people will get their show.
Truth be told, open the Apple TV app to start watching now. New episodes Fridays. Apple TV Plus subscription required.
Hello, my name is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, host of the Feel Better, Live More podcast, where I give you simple tips on things like improving sleep, energy, and gut health that will leave you feeling happier and calmer. The podcast is brought to you by JW Marriott. Traveling can really take its toll on the body, but inspired by the principles of mindfulness, JW Marriott is designed to let you focus on feeling whole. With more than 90 hotels in the world, visit jwmarriott.com for more information.
Yeah. So she's trying to give her advice, but Jen really doesn't know what to say. So she's like, don't let it bother you. Just coexist. And, you know, little do we know that that's what poor Uncle Steve has had to do. It's like, Jesus Christ. Then we get this. Okay. So then we get Steve's story.
Yeah. So Uncle Steve comes over and basically he is a music teacher. He went to college for music and for musical theater, etc. And it wasn't something that his parents wanted for him. It was looked down upon, and it also looked down upon was the fact that he's gay.
Yes, because he's gay. So he explains, like, musical theater. He loves musical theater because that allowed weirdos to feel important. And, you know, he didn't discover he was gay until he went to college. And, you know, I love his musical theater monologue because I feel like a huge part of this audience was like, yes, queen.
Yes.
I'm with you. Yes, queen.
Because yes.
That's my story. And so Jen's like, yeah. I mean, I had a friend who said, your brother's gay. And, like, we weren't siblings that talked about that. Like, and then she tells us, you have to understand my culture. It's a shame to have a gay son. My parents don't speak of it. Well, hello. Let me speak to your parents for a second. Welcome to your new fucking culture where you don't get to do that. Okay? You don't get to just say anymore. It's my culture, so I can totally disrespect you and make you feel like shit for the rest of your life. Fuck your parents' culture. You are now in America. Welcome to your new culture where that shit don't fly anymore. Jennifer.
Oh.
And I'm not going to sit here and respect your parents or my parents or anyone else's parents who do that to their children. So fuck you.
Wow.
And Steve, don't even take this shit for 2 seconds, sir.
That's right. That's right. If you're going to be disrespected, you're going to be disrespected because of the petty things you do. That's what we'll disrespect you for. But not because
it's your
gay.
Culture. I'm supposed to respect your culture of intolerance. Then you can respect my culture of saying fuck you to that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow. Wow. Look at that. That was a great, like, Dixie Carter monologue you
I'm
just
sick
had.
Of hearing that. I'm so fucking sick of hearing that from people. It's my culture. You have to accept that that's the culture. Well, no, this is your culture.
Yeah.
And you don't get to treat your children like that because of who they are.
Exactly. But along those lines, we also saw a picture of young Steven. They were like, the family was like sitting at like some restaurant or whatever. And young Steven is there in like a big yellow shirt with his like hands out like, yes. And then his dad is sitting right next to him with his hands folded like, ugh, my son's gay.
Yeah.
Just so angry.
Probably. Oh, good. So then you can tell he's not really there for a piano lesson anyway, because he's like standing up, like everyone's standing up around the piano. And then he's just blinking out Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And Olivia's not even playing it. She just sings Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Yeah. And then Jen goes, "You're a natural." She didn't even touch the piano.
I know. Meanwhile, Tiana's like, "Oh, I have to teach her about math. And I'm like the bitch." But then Steven comes around and he's the hero. So then,
yeah, you're supposed to teach like Steven does. You're supposed to do her math for you or for her. What are we paying you for, Tiana?
So then Gabriella's like, Mom, can I ask you something? She's like, yes, what do you want? Comedian talking to non-comedian right now. Mommy, is Dai gay? And I'm assuming Dai means uncle. He's just like, is Dai gay? And I was like, this is so sweet. Gabriella's finally developing gaydar. Like, what a lovely thing to capture on camera.
Well, they were talking about it right in front of her. She's like sitting at the kitchen counter listening to them.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait a minute. That happens twice with the kids. They talk right in front of the kids. Like, kids can't hear you because they're young. Like, they're deaf too, you know, because of age.
So either way, Gabriella, of course, is, you know, Gabriella thinks it's great, which is wonderful. And you know what? Good for Jennifer for like not shying, being like, yeah, he's gay and it doesn't matter to me. And I never told you earlier because I thought it didn't like, who cares, right? I thought it was actually a very sweet scene. A shockingly sweet scene, considering it was a Jennifer scene.
Yeah, I was pissed off the whole scene. But yeah, I thought that, I don't know, I was in the middle, because Jennifer's like, well, I never told you guys, because, like, you know, I didn't want to draw attention to it, which, I don't know. I took it as,
I mean, your way is probably the right interpretation. I took it as her being like, listen, we're all, like, who people like, who people don't like, whatever, what people, well, she does say to her, like, listen, you know, you like who you like, and there's nothing more to say, you know, in some ways, it's just like, you know, we're just like everyone else, just, you know, like, you and I,
we're just like everyone else, it's just that grandma and grandpa
don't approve of us. No, but, yeah, but meaning that,
he
like,
he can't speak of it in front of grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, when I watched it, I interpreted it as that she wasn't going to make her uncle seem like the other. But there's actually probably a little bit more truth to it of your interpretation than mine, unfortunately.
Well, who knows? I mean, I don't even know how that worked in my family. Like, if there was an actual conversation, I mean, I've just been as gay as day since, you know, forever. So I never really had the conversation with my nieces because that's not my place. But one of my older niece the other day said, I love you, Gunkle. And oh. I said, I love you back, sneeze. And she started cracking up.
That's funny. my niece and nephew, like, know I'm fully gay. Well, also, like, my nephew follows me on Instagram, so it's like, how many pictures of big business can you put up before the child realizes?
You don't have to come out of the closet when you love Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin that much.
Exactly. Let them do it for you.
Yeah.
So now Teresa and Danielle, they are at happy hour. It's like 1 p.m. at some strange bar that, like, maybe upstairs from a dress bar, and I couldn't quite tell, but it was like this bar that had a lot of people, but it seemed like daytime, and then Danielle and Teresa were dressed way more than everyone else there.
Oh, yes. Teresa looked ridiculous. She's in a crop top, lace, black and white cookie dress. I mean, she looked crazy. She's got, like, these big, huge earrings. So Danielle's like, hello, beautiful. Oh, let me guess. You're working out a lot, aren't you? It's like, yeah. That's, like, that was her entire storyline last year. You guys are so close. Like, it's evident.
I know.
You guys are, like, besties.
So Teresa's telling her about that Joe's appeal got denied, but she was like, I wasn't going to tell Melania, but she overheard it because, you know, I'm on the phone lots, you know? So, like, you know, it was not good. She overheard it. I'm like, yeah, of course she's going to overheard it. If anyone's going to find out, it's going to be Melania, because she's not, like, 4 years old. She's in middle school with kids who have phones. And at this point, now that you've realized that Melania can find out, maybe you should address it to Adriana, but she's still holding out hope that she can, like, pull the wool over Adriana's eyes.
Yeah. And Danielle's like, my heart bleeds for the children. And Teresa goes, yeah, that's who my heart bleeds for too. So Danielle's like, dude, you're just in mom mode all the time. Come on, get in dream mode. And she's like,
what, you don't think I feel like drinking a bottle of tequilas right now?
She goes, drink up.
So are you and Marty's together?
And Danielle's like, I'm not sure I would use that word to be together.
She goes, well, you live in the same house.
So Danielle is being very sort of coy about her situation with Marty. She's like, you know what's nice? In the morning, he makes coffee and I make my tea and we say, good morning.
And Teresa asks about Oliver and Danielle's like, he escaped. So, you know, getting along with Marty, you know, it's not terrible. Let's go over to Marlene, who can even make cutting cheese, not fussing, but like cutting cheese, literally cutting cheese. Funny. She's like cutting cheese with like a weird little knife. And Marge is like, what are you doing, my lady? What are you doing? She's like, cheese, knife.
All right. You know, Marlene, you put the cheese and the grapes on this. I'm going to get a separate plate for the crackers. Okay. Cracker plate, cheese and grape plate. That's what we're going to do here. Okay. Do we have another plate for a plum? Because I would love to have a plate for a plum.
So Marty is coming over. They've summoned Marty to come over because they're his friends now. And we get the fight. She's like, I know that, you know, Joe and Marty had problems because they had an argument. So we see the clip of, we don't actually see your husband's at the pool, right. But we do see that fight that led up to it where Joe's like, you know, I think Danielle's throwing shit all over the place. And Marty's like, really? Oh no. Opposite. Joe's like, yeah, I think Danielle's throwing shit all over the place. And Marty's like, well, I think Marge is throwing shit all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a great debate.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the great debates of 2018.
So they've invited Marty over to get to the bottom of what's going on. So he shows up and Margaret's like, oh, wow, Marty, you look so glamorous. Wow, so glamorous. I'm like, he's wearing like a Van Heusen shirt with khakis.
Yeah.
Not sure I'd say he's like the pinnacle of glamour at the moment. It's not quite a... You know, he's not like a Tom Ford sauntering in.
Yeah, but God, you know, we don't know what Marty looks like on a regular non-shooting day, you know?
It's probably like Jackie's dad.
Yeah. Well, Marty, so glad you came over. When we were in Jamaica, I felt so bad. When someone says something about you, I stick up for you, Marty. All right. Yeah. And when Teresa said Danielle slept with you, I said, you know what? Danielle is doing this for ulterior motives.
Yeah,
and that's why I got pissed off. I'm pissed, Marty. I'm pissed.
You know, I'm very pissed right now. I'm like, you know, it's like she's like Vineyard Vines and you're like me, okay? Just taking advantage, okay? So Marty's like, well, actually, Danielle and I we're actually in a good place. We're civil. We're still in the house together. It's very peaceful. In the morning, I make my coffee. She makes her tea and we go, good morning.
Marty, she's being peaceful with you for one reason. She doesn't want to get out of that house. Okay, to be honest with you, Marty, she's only around people she can get something from. Okay. Yeah.
Which Marty does not seem to realize. So then we cut back to Danielle, and she's like, you know, I don't know where we're going to go from here, but I need to apologize to Marty. I hurt him, and I humiliated him, and I will forever regret it. I will. But I want the house, and I want to be the start of the legacy for my children. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, the legacy... A nice, like, suburban ranch house can be the legacy for your children and off, like the exit 14 from the Garden State Parkway. Like, that's going to be your legacy for your children. I'm not sure about that.
That's quite a legacy house. Danielle, because basically, because they showed clips, right, when Marge is like, listen, she tried to ruin your life. And then we see clips of Danielle saying that Marty was abusive towards her. Mm-hmm. And now Danielle's saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I humiliated him. I hurt him. So is this an admission that she's just lying that Marty was abusive? And this is the legacy for her children? What the fuck is happening in this scene? This is very disturbing.
I mean, it's so transparent. I actually think it's hilarious. I mean, she obviously just wants the house. Everything that Margaret is saying is correct, but Danielle is so transparent about it. I love it. Like, I just love these monsters on Bravo sometimes, you know?
My God.
And Danielle, she's like, I just want to have this legacy for my children. She's already, like, weaving in, like, the sob story about why she should have the house that I think was, like, Marty's house. I'm not sure. So,
legacy is, like, when you've actually accomplished something, Danielle, okay? Yeah. It's, like, my God. And then Tree's like,
well, but, like, what about Oliver? Because,
and she goes, well, you know, listen, with a house of that caliber, I have a cosigner. Oliver.
And she's like, but wait, if you're getting back with Marty's, you don't need Oliver's.
And she goes, I don't need Oliver. But if we're going to get the interest rate we found, I mean, it's phenomenal. So we're in the process of getting the mortgage interest rate approved. I see a future. Like, I see a future.
It is such a blatant scam that she is pulling using Oliver as the co-signer to get the, like, kissing up to Marty, sleeping with Marty to soften him up, then getting Oliver to co-sign this house for her. I mean, it is, like, literally, like, unfolding before our eyes in, like, the worst film noir we've ever seen in our lives. And I am totally here for it. Like, I love this. I love that this is happening. And no one seems to be, like questioning any of it. And, like, and on top of that, Teresa, the fact that she even says, like, so if you and Marty get back together, you don't need Oliver. Like, she's not saying, but I thought you were in love with Oliver. Oh, are you in love with Marty now? She's literally talking like a transactional thing, like, oh, well, you don't need Oliver anymore. Like, should we return him to the store? Like, it's so blatantly obvious they're running a scam.
So then back at Marge's.
Oh, by the way, a scam over like a generic house, a very generic house.
Yeah, so back over with Marge and Marty, she's like, well, you know, they were making it sound like you're getting back together. And Marty says, well, I don't know what's going to happen in 5 years. She's like, that is not a five-year plan, Marty.
She goes, what? No, Marty, oh, no fucking way. No fucking way. So Marty is talking about, so they sort of ask him again, like, so are you sleeping with Danielle? He's like, you know what? He's like, you know what? I'm not going to talk about what I do with Danielle. It's private. And she goes, he fucked her. He fucked her. You know what? Men are dumb. He fucked her.
Yeah. Men are really fucking stupid. So Marty's like, you know what? I'm also not going to be a part of tearing her. All right? Maybe, you know, somebody can change. And she's like, yeah, but narcissism. Okay. and poor Marty is like sitting over there like, she's totally changed. Okay, you know, I know her accusing me of abuse, you know, I'm not saying it was great, but you know, whatever,
Marty. And
meanwhile, Danielle is over there talking about how she's still gonna, you know, get that house one way or another with all of
her legacy for her children. Marty, do yourself a favor, rent Body Heat or rent like The Last Adopt, what, rent anything with Linda Fiorentino in it, and then come back to us.
Yeah, so then, Red Rock's a fun one.
Oh my, Red Rock West.
Not Linda Fiorentino. Yeah, Linda Fiorentino's not in that one, but that's a good one.
Same director as last. Red Rock West is one of my it's probably a top five movie.
It's a good
for me.
One.
It's absolutely amazing. So we go back one last second with Teresa and Danielle, and Teresa's like, "If things ever get tense with you and Marty, you can always stay with me." And Danielle, being the overdramatic person that she is, she's like, "Oh." With everything that you have going on, that you could even think of me that way. Oh, oh. Like, I love the way she, like, kisses the ring with Teresa. She's just hilarious.
Yeah. So then we go to Jackie and her kids in the car. And
wait,
she's like,
may I say something really quickly? That there was a commercial break, and I don't know if you caught it, and now it started to pop up on social media. It was the first commercial that I had seen for Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Did you see that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We got Adam again. Fucking Chef Adam. Are you kidding me? Yes. And this whole show is about a boat tipping and people being like, oh, my God, the boat's tipping.
But you know what, though? If Christopher Nolan taught us anything, it's that when you put things on angles, it can still be pretty fun. Like a hallway.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about this Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Not sure how I feel about it. There is a hot guy on it.
Who is he's like, did you see the 1 minute extended thing that, like, I think mm-mm. Captain Sandy put on her Instagram, and so did Kate Chastain. At the end of the 1 minute clip, the hot guy goes, are you laughing that I'm still breastfed by my mother? Do you think that's funny? And the guy goes, sort of. He goes, well, fuck you.
Breastfed by my mother?
I don't
what?
Even, there has to be a larger context. I don't know what it is. But honestly, I'm kind of sold by that line.
That is crazy. Yeah, well, of course we'll be in for that show. We're suckers like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure when the trailer breaks for that, like the official trailer, we will do a deep dive.
Yeah. So Jackie and her kids are in the car, and they're going to see Poppy.
Yeah.
And the daughter's like, ew, he gives wet kisses. So we get...
by the way, Poppy, Jackie's dad, is like such the textbook wet kisser. Like, if you ever think, like, who is the exact sort of person who would give a wet kiss? Like, just put that man's picture in the dictionary. Like, he is just like, wet kiss. See Jackie's dad.
So we start talking about how they're, you know, we get the story again about how they're not divorced. They're very happily married. They just don't live together because they're both, you know, kind of cuckoo.
There's a Robert Redford movie in there somewhere, some domestic drama that is like that. There is a Robert Redford domestic drama here. I swear to God,
dude. There's like a Ronnie Caram life in there somewhere. This sounds amazing to me. I'm like, I could be happy married. You know, maybe I could get married. I've never really thought about it before this, but
maybe we've been married all this time, Ronnie.
So they get over there and the kids go to play, and Jackie's going through his fridge and trying to take care of him, and she's like, Dad, I mean, geez, do you ever throw anything away? You haven't thrown anything away in 20 years, Dad. You're gonna die.
He's like, yeah, I want to throw things away, but I never know if you're gonna come over and be hungry. You know what I'm saying? Dad, stop it. Please stop mocking my weight, Dad.
Eesh. Did he really say that? Or are you just
kidding? No. I was just joking because later.
He really is. Oh my God.
I'm mocking his insensitivity, by the way. I'm not mocking Jackie or any eating disorders that she or anyone else has had. I'd like to clarify.
No, I'm just checking if I missed a note because, you know, every scene in this, I got so mad. And it was like a great episode, by the way. It's a very funny episode. But only this show could make me this mad and laugh this hard at the same time. So she's like,
I just want to clarify that everything is so over the top in how like awful it is, like someone throwing a ball at Gabriella's head. It's just like, what? That's like people are so rude. It's so crazy that like I couldn't help but laugh. You know, like you expect like the things that this guy says in this scene, you're just like you're like, what is this that I'm watching? What is this craziness?
Yeah, she's like, Dad, I wish you would live near me. He's like, I wouldn't leave Atlantic City. I gamble 3 times a month. And so she talks about how her dad was, like, taking her to the casino since she was a little girl.
I mean, what? Like, her parents don't live together. Her dad snuck her into casinos. Like, I'm sorry. Did I say that there was a Robert Redford movie? No, I'm sorry. There's a Barbara Streisand-directed film that's going to be coming out Christmas 2022. About Jackie and her family. I swear to God.
So she's telling us about that and going through his meds to make sure those aren't expired too. And he's like, you know what? We're going to watch a video. Come on, gather around, everybody. I want you to see this. It's a video. She's like, oh my God, my dad always says this to me.
We should also mention that this house has not left 1987. It is like purple carpets everywhere, salmon walls. I mean, this is exactly what you would think. An old man who loves gambling and now lives in Manalapan, New Jersey, what his house would look like.
Yeah. So he whips out a video, and it's 1993 junior prom. And she's, you know, bigger in high school. She has an eating disorder. We all know this. This is her storyline, anorexia and stuff. So it's showing a picture of her at junior prom when she's bigger. And he's like, who's that big girl? Who is it?
Who's that big girl over there? Look at that big girl, big girl. She's like, Dad, please. And she started her dieting right after this video was shot. Like, basically, and when she said that's when she began dieting, the implication is that's when her eating disorder began. And the dad goes, you're a good inspiration to the girls who are heavy. She's like, Dad, I battled a terrible eating disorder for 20 years. It was almost worth it,
Look at you now. She's like, oh my God. So she yells at her dad. She's like, Jesus Christ, Dad, don't say that. My God.
Like, are you insane? She's like, jeez. I almost died. She goes, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You just stopped eating hot dogs. No big deal. Look how big you were. Look how skinny you are now. It was worth it. It was worth it.
Oh my God. So she gives it to him. She gives him the business because he's being a total monster. And she explains to us, she's like, you know, like it was my entire meal prod. Like I would be in the middle of a meal and I'd throw it in the garbage so I literally couldn't finish it. I was starving myself. Like I'd need him to understand the pain of this, you know. Right. And the dad's just flustered. He's like, we're done with this. We're done with it, okay. And he looks like he just doesn't get it. And he probably doesn't. I don't think he does. That's something that ever changes.
You know? I think that like halfway through her lecturing, he started thinking about playing Pai Gow or something. Like it was not registering with him.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to Teresa's house. She's got a ton of
someone
bags
else who doesn't register things.
Yeah, so she's doing a ton of Easter baskets for everybody in the neighborhood.
And Teresa is telling us, like, you know, if we didn't have this immigration problem, Daddy would have been home for Easter. I'm like, also, if he didn't commit fraud, that would also help, too.
Yeah. So, Gia's like, well, he called and said his hopes are getting denied and can't live with that. And then the Gorgas are coming over. Or Joe comes over first. Yeah. Sorry, I thought we were already at the dinner scene, but we're not. So Joe comes over because he's like, I got to be a father figure to these kids, huh?
Yeah.
So he comes over, and Tree's like,
we was just saying, like, in normal circumstances, Joe's would be here. I was talking to him yesterday's, and yesterday he blamed me for this. Blink, 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 blink.
So offended. And then we get a clip of Joe going, all you had to do was call a lawyer, Tree. That's all you had to do was pick up the phone to call a lawyer.
He's like, well, why don't you do it, you lazy fuck? You're the one who got, like... Joe Giudice, you act like this is the first time you got in trouble with the law. You freaking tried to, like, pull some shenanigans with your license. You pretty much got caught drunk driving, and then No-No had to cover for you, okay? Like...
Oh, God, do you remember that when he was like, I wasn't drunk driving. You know, I got pulled over. I went home. I got stressed about it. And so I had a couple shots.
Yeah. He flipped his car right by No-No's house. So he went and had, like, a few shots with No-No. So that way, to wind down. Oh, that's right. why he had booze. That's right. Why he had booze in his system after he flipped his car. It's like, dude, like, how many times do you have to just, like, try to, like, get thrown in jail before you realize that maybe you should become a citizen first before you get thrown in jail so that we don't get shipped off?
So Joe is basically pitching to Gia that they need to just let Joe leave, other Joe, leave ISIS and go to...
ISIS?
just leave ISIS and go to... Because that's what Never Teresa said it the first time. She's like,
oh my God, he's in ISIS.
Yeah. I think we had a whole... I think we had
like
one episode.
Like, it's so hard for him being in ISIS.
I think we had an episode where we imagined Joe Giudice in ISIS. So what's the terrorism for today, huh? What are you going to do? You're a terrorist now.
And Joe is pitching to Gia that they just need to let Joe leave ICE and go back to Italy because it's costing too much money. Yeah, you know, she's like, he's not going to win. So, like, you can't just keep going and expect to win. And, like, he's lost. Okay? Yeah, he's being deported, so.
Gorga goes, he's deteriorating in there. You understand? And Teresa's face is pretty much like, no. What's deteriorating means?
Yeah. Jeez. So Gia, of course, is crying because who wouldn't? And, basically, they start crying, and next scene. This is the whole episode of this. So, yeah, the rest of this episode with Tree and them is, like, a lot of crying.
Yeah, so it's Easter Sunday, and Teresa's in the kitchen, and she's like, girls, I made lollipop lamb! Which, I think I know what that is, and it's probably, like, it's probably just lamb chops, right?
Lamb chops. Yeah, lollipops. They're called lollipops.
I don't know. For some reason, hearing Teresa say lollipop lamb had me, like, very concerned that there were some Tootsie Rolls in there.
Yeah, Teresa would have put a fucking blow pop on a pan and just shoved it in the oven.
The real star of the scene, of course, is No-No, who is, like, shuffling around. And at one point, he goes to the fridge and he pulls out a bottle of hot sauce and just starts chugging it. And then he puts it back. He chugs it directly from the bottle, which is a very intense visual to begin with. He puts it back, and then it's like, hey, no, you're getting sick? You're getting sick? So on top of everything else, he's sick and chugging
hot sauce. I think that's why he was drinking it.
No, I know, but he's like putting his mouth on the hot
sauce. Oh, yeah, he's getting everybody else sick.
No.
Yeah. She's like, Dad, you're breathing heavy. I'm like, he just drank a bottle of hot sauce, so there's that. My grandfather drank Listerine. That was his thing, my jiddy. He would walk around going, you sick? Listerine. All right, don't be bullshit. And he would just drink his Listerine, and he was just convinced that cured everything. So we grew up drinking Listerine. Delicious.
Delicious. Meanwhile, over at Dolores' house, she's, like, scattering Easter eggs around the lawn, which is probably the thing she's been looking forward to the most all year long. You know, on Easter, you know what I like to do? I walk around in circles, and I just throw eggs on the ground. I just walk around. I just leave the eggs everywhere, and then I scatter over here on the left side of the lawn, and then I go to the right side of the lawn, and I scatter. I come back, scatter some more. I just do it over and over again until I just feel like the insects all have an egg for themselves, you know?
You gotta love that Dolores doesn't even try to do an Easter egg hunt. She's just like, you know what? It's called an Easter egg. Pick up my lawn.
Yeah, seriously. So I'm going to litter on my lawn and have the kids pick it up.
Just going to throw eggs all over my lawn.
Yeah. So, actually, for 25 years, I've been cooking every holiday. I mean, for holidays, I cooked my sauce, I cooked my lasagna, I walked from the living room to the kitchen to the living room, I cooked for Maz, I'd cook for Boo. Well, we lost Boo, but you know what, now we got these new dogs. New dogs, I would normally cook for them, but you know what, though, they get into the rancid fish, they smell like fish, I can't get even close to them. I say, Frank, bring this food to the new dogs. He's like, Dolores, I can't even get close to the new dogs. So you know what? I stopped cooking. I can't do it anymore. So you know what? What am I doing it for? For what?
Yeah, she's got caterers this year. Nice spread, Dolores. And she's like, yeah, you know, I feel like I'm in someone else's house right now. It's so nice. He goes, you are. When you married David, this house is mine.
So, and then the big question is David going to show up for Easter? And if he does show up, will he be on time? This is basically Frank trying to push this question because he's trying to undermine their relationship. Which is odd, yeah. Because you'd think you'd want the relationship to be stronger so that way he could get the house.
Yeah. Well, she goes, he better show. I don't ask for much. So when I do ask, you show. Hi, you're getting a house. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I'd put that in the category of I'm not asking for much. I'm not saying that she necessarily asked for the house, but it's like he does nothing for me. So when I ask, he better show.
Listen, I keep everything. I'm very upfront. Okay. There's nothing hidden with me. Okay. I'm like an Easter egg hunt. I'm just right there out in the open.
So back at Trees, let's see what's happening here. She's like, oh, this is why.
Dad just called. He said it's his last Easter, huh? It's his last Easter. He's going to be in there. And I said, yeah, because next Easter he's going to be out.
And then she goes, yeah, next Easter we're going to spend with Dad. Right, Adriana? I was like, God, come on, guys. I get not telling her, but this is just getting cruel now.
I know.
You're just being dicks now.
It's just going to be... Next Easter, it's just going to be us and Dad and Santa Claus. All our favorites. One big happy family here in New Jersey. Absolutely in New Jersey, where Dad will be able to walk free.
Right. So, Dolores.
I like all the groans you've had today, Ron.
Oh, gosh.
Every single joke, you're like, I'm like, I didn't groan at all. You know what it is? You have so much. I think it's because you.
I feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. I know you don't, but I'm getting brainwashed by this show. I feel bad for, like, kids.
I feel bad for the kids.
And especially Adriana. She's so cute. They're like, I'm not going to tell her, oh, you're going to see Daddy soon. It's just depressing. It's so sad. Leave the kid alone.
I feel bad, obviously, for the children who don't get to see their father and don't, you know, and, like, and it's a very sad situation for them. And their family has been torn apart by his illegal activities. And also just general stupidity. So obviously I feel bad for the kids, but I feel like every time Teresa just like, every time they have these moments where it's like, what are you doing? I don't think like, I feel like my sympathy for the kids is a given in my mind. And I just laugh at just how terribly I feel like this is all being handled.
Yeah, it really is. And always every little bit on camera.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never know. I mean, hopefully, ideally, I will never know what it's like to be in Teresa's shoes because she does have a lot on her plate having to do all of this. But I hate the, I feel like Bravo always tries to do this, always tries to create this sad martyr situation. And it's like, no, you two idiots created this for yourself. You guys made this mess.
Yeah.
And you had chances for it to not be as big of a mess as this, and you still made this mess.
Yeah, that's our life with Teresa and Joe and jail and jails and camps. Yeah. So Dolores is like, Frank, you lose some weight. That shirt fits. He's like, I'm sure it's going to be back by the end of the day, Dolores. And then the entire family comes over. That's a big family.
Yeah, there's Valerie. There's other Valerie, Louis, Valerie 3, Louis 2. Joe 3, Frank 4, Valerie 5. There's a lot of people.
Frank, Joe, Frank, Joe and Frank.
Yeah.
So they've got, they put in a scene just for us, I feel like, because the dad's like, nice spread, Dolores. And she's like, and Dad, your eating is good. What do you have for breakfast, Dad? Well, I had a bagel, and then I had some cream cheese after that. And then after that, I had some jelly. She's like, Dad, I don't know that that's good. Hello, wake up call. Your health. You're not supposed to have bread in the morning. A processed sugars. Mom, what'd you have?
She goes, eggs.
Eggs.
Chocolate eggs. And she's like, yeah. Also, the dad said, most importantly, the dad is like, you know what? I had a bagel and cream cheese and jelly, but I toasted it. And she's like, okay, that doesn't really impact anything. I like that he thinks that, like, toasting it is like gonna... Chocolate eggs.
Chocolate eggs.
Do you have the Cadbury cream eggs for breakfast, Mom? Yeah.
And she just gives a guilty look. Yeah. So funny.
So then David finally shows up and he is like, he like walks in and he sees like Frankie and he's like, hey, Frankie, whoa, hey, looking all buff now, huh? And he just basically starts molesting Frankie. I was like, excuse me, sir, you have to go tend to your wife right now, our girlfriend.
And Frank has already announced, like, David's going to be late. David's late. David's going to show up. So when he does, everybody's like, oh, you showed up. I'm so glad you showed up. And Dolores calls it because Frank is just mad that David gets to be late and she doesn't yell at him. And she was always yelling at Frank for being late.
Yeah. And then, but it, like, everyone in the family is like, yeah, but when you were late, it's because you were fucking around. David's late because he's like a doctor delivering babies, like high risk babies, no less.
Yep. Frank gives a toast. He's like, to the couple in the new house. Everybody, to Dolores moving in with David.
Frank, you're spitting all over the catering. Come on.
And the dad asks him, let me ask you, David, is there a light at the end of the tunnel of this cream cheese? And David's like, listen, I'm just trying to finish the house. God damn, people, leave me alone.
I'll tell you what needs to be left alone. My bagel in the toaster. Every second it stays in there, the healthier it becomes.
It's practically a carrot in there. Look at it.
It's practically a carrot. So now back at Teresa's house, Nono is taking the lamb out of the oven. And Melissa, her whole crew starts showing up. And they're all... It's so cute seeing the kids, like... You know, isn't it fun watching kids go from being just, like, cute kid... Not cute, but, like, you know, like... generic kid wear, and then starting to see the first signs that they're Jersey kids, you know, the first like big chunky necklaces and things like that. I was like, oh
my kids, your kids are getting all BB'd up.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, soon you'll be at the Jersey Shore. It's cute. It's like a rite of passage.
And Melissa brings some sprinkle cookies, and they're like, isn't this funny that we can joke about this now? It's like, we've been watching this show for longer than a day, Melissa, okay?
Yeah,
come on.
Melissa's saying, like, you know, like, there was a time when I would have brought sprinkle cookies over. It would not have gone so well. And it's sad that it took all these things that she's going through to get us where we are. It is so sad that she's had to go through so much pain and devastation and jail, where she's had to really face her life and look at all the terrible things that she's had to do and has done and the terrible things she's done to other people. For us to get to this point where we can get along. And I'm so sad about that.
Yeah, I'm just torn up inside. So Josie's Melania. Melania looks great. Like, she's grown up and she's like exercising and eating healthy and stuff. And he's like, hey, Melania, why are you so skinny? You looking at a boy? You got a boy? You got a boy? You looking at a boy? Because that's the only fucking reason a woman would ever want to look good. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
This fucking show. The show infuriates me today.
Meanwhile,
and then I love it. I'm like, no.
I know. No, meanwhile, is like falling apart throughout this entire episode. And they just have this casual way of checking in on him. Like, hey, no, you're breathing sort of heavy. What's going on? No, huh? No, you're turning green. I think your leg fell off. You okay? He doesn't like being talked to.
I worry. He's been into hospitals with pneumonias more times than I can count his.
Yeah.
Like more than three.
Like, are you going to go to the hospital? More than three. He goes to the hospital. No, he goes, Tuesday. I was like, whoa, no, please. It's like just yells the days.
Tuesday.
Out.
Like, why are you waiting until Tuesday? No. He's not available until then.
Then we see Melissa at the stove, and she scoops like 24 enormous meatballs onto her plate. I was like, please tell me she's sharing these.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's the serving plate because she's taking them out of the meatballs, too.
I was like, because we know this bitch isn't eating more than a quarter of that meatball.
And Joe's like, hey, let's get the table set. And he just sits down with a bottle of wine. Like, such a husband thing to do.
I have to say, the food looked amazing. I mean, we've seen Teresa put out food before. This is the first time I was really like, okay, I could fuck with this shit. I really could fuck with this shit. This looked amazing.
Pizza Gina.
I don't know what that is, but goddamn, that looked amazing.
Yeah. So now they're saying
grace.
Or is
it Pizza Gina? Pizza Gina or pizza? Who cares?
No. But now they say grace and like, thank you, God, for this delicious meal. Mommy, we love you. We know you're watching this. Look over Joe. Make sure that the window can open up easily if he needs a draft. And don't put him in the shoe or anything like that. I also want to thank my doors because they're nice and they're pretty still. And I like the handles on my doors. So thank you, Jesus.
I like the handles on my door.
I love the angel's wings. Thank you, Jesus.
Gino's like, that's the best. Oh, Gino's the kid. He's like, that's the best grace, Auntie. And he's like super cracked out of his mind because he just keeps like sneaking sugar in front of the camera. So he's like, best grace. That was the best grace ever.
And poor Nono, like the very like, you know, mention of, you know, his poor, like his beloved wife. He just starts crying at the table. It is so sweet. And the girls go to comfort him. Like, that was, to me, that was a lovely moment.
Yeah, and Adriana's like,
gee, Daddy made the best lamb chops, right, Gia?
Nono's like, how could you do this to me? You're a liar. You're a liar.
Teresa and Nono, like, look at her like, are you kidding me, child? After all we've given you, this is the love you show us, that you like Joe Giudice's lamb chops that came from a Stouffer's box?
No. All right, we're telling her. Yeah. That's like all it takes for Teresa.
Like, okay, I'm destroying her childhood right now.
So Nono's upset. He's crying. And Teresa's like,
Nono, what's the problem?
You really don't know? He started sobbing when you said bless his wife.
Yeah.
And so then he drinks it. You know, he starts drinking a lot. And she's like,
you want some water? You want some water?
He's like, mancha, just eat.
Yeah. So now we also get another gift from Bravo, which is that Joe Giudice calls in, which means we get our favorite tradition from this season. This is a free phone call from Joe.
Joe. So Melissa's like, hi, Joe. How you doing? You hanging in there? He's like, what are you going to do? You can't do anything. What are you going to do? This is bullshit.
It's all bullshit. Right.
Hey, Gino there? Gino, you get taller since I saw you, huh? And Gino goes,
no, I got shorter.
He's like, that's a good one, kid.
I love how much they curse in front of their kids. Like, yeah, what are you going to do? This is bullshit. This fucking place in you. I saw a guy get raped the other day. What are you going to do? Hey, Gino, how you doing in school?
And Adriana's like, hi, Daddy, I'm eating lamb chops today, and they're not as good as yours.
Yeah. And Teresa's like, Joe, say hi to Joey. No, that Joey. I don't know why I wrote that down. Like anyone cares that Teresa told Joe to say hi to Joey. I don't know. I think that's just, like, amused by all the Joes. Like, 10 years later, I'm still amused that there's so many Joes on this show.
He's like, hey, Adriana, how tall are you now, huh? How tall are you? What, you're 4'7"? That's crazy. She's as tall as JoJo, huh?
Yeah. So then Joe Gorga gets on the phone. He's like, listen, bro, I fucking love you, bro. I fucking love you. Again, the kids are like right there. I fucking love you and I miss you. And then he starts to get choked up. So then Melissa's like, oh my God, I'm fake crying now also. Oh my God.
That was the worst fake sob I've ever seen in my life. She puts both her eyes in her hands like, oh, she's like trying to push her eyes until tears will come out. And then she takes them off. And I'm like, you need to try harder. OK, or just go for like a light tear coming out. But don't go down for a sob.
She's come doing on. The Candace Dillard thing. She folds her napkin up into a square, starts dabbing, you know. But Joe Gorga is like, you got to stay strong, bro. You got to stay strong. And by the way, just so you know, I've been telling your family that they have to give up on you. But you stay strong. You stay strong.
So Teresa's like,
the thing that hurts me is the past 5 years, our whole family ripped it apart at it. We haven't been together on the holidays.
So she starts her whole thing, and they're like, 20 seconds left. And then Adriana starts sobbing, and then I'm like, I can't. And I wrote, how long is this going to go on? Because this ends up being... minutes. Yeah, it ends up being like a 20-minute scene.
Well, I also like when Joe and Teresa also get to finally talk and like their chemistry. He's like, what's going on? She goes, nothing. I was like, okay, great. Happy Easter. So, yeah. So poor Adriana, she starts to cry. So Gia walks her away. I have to say one thing is like also should be go without saying, but it's like sometimes it just really has to be pointed out like how wonderful Gia is and that she has taken on this role of like, I'm going to take care of my little sisters because you see it like every episode. She even seems to take care of Teresa. Like Gia is like Bravo hero at the moment. And also, she has beautiful eyes. I never realized how beautiful her eyes were. So anyway, so Gia walks Adriana away, and Melissa's doing the Candace Dillard eye swab, et cetera, and everything. And so they go, Teresa goes after Adriana, who's, like, crying in a room, and it's, like, comforting her, and Adriana's just like, I just want to see Daddy before he leaves. Will we get to see him before he leaves? And Teresa's basically like, she doesn't want Adriana to see Joe behind the glass at the ICE detention
center. And this is another scene where she's sitting right there, and Teresa's like,
yeah, it makes my heart, you know, she's too young to see him behind the glass like that.
And she's just sitting there listening. So she comes like, literally up,
sitting
like,
right there.
Yeah, she's like, Mom, can I talk to you? She goes, sure. She goes, what were you saying? She goes,
I was saying I don't want to see his dad's behind glasses. I don't want you to see your dad with glasses.
And she's like, Mom, is Dad getting deported?
Oh, we don't know yet, honey. We don't know yet.
She goes, will you just tell me if he is?
Of course I'll tell you. Of course.
She starts doing that high-pitched lying with Teresa's lying.
Yeah.
Of course I tell you. Of course. Of course.
My God. And then you just lie to her face again. Like, how can you lie to a kid? She's already crying and she's asking you flat out and you're swearing that you're going to tell her.
She, like, Adriana literally heard you saying everything. She was, like, right there. And the best is that when Teresa realizes she's caught, she just looks at Adriana and goes, I love you. So now Nono. Meanwhile, Nono has now moved over to the couch and is on an oxygen tank. I'm not laughing that he's ill. I'm just, like, laughing that it just feels like everyone else is just, like, you know, eating their meatballs and stuff. And no, is like, no. So Joe Gorga.
Like, take the hab to the kitchen. I don't got no more blood.
Oh, sorry.
No, I didn't have anything to say. Started. I was like, oh. That's right.
So Gorga gives a speech to everybody. He's like, this family's been through a lot. Remember what these here sprinkle cookies did to us? We're never going to let cookies do this again to us. Stay strong, guys.
Everybody have a sprinkle cookie. And that's what they
and do. I just wrote, why is this the scene for 2 hours?
I know.
Please make it end. And thank God they ended.
Yeah.
But overall, really good episode. Jersey's having a good year.
It is. It's. I feel bad for those kids. But wow, Bravo sure likes to milk it, don't they?
God, they're just like dragging them through the mud, these kids. Jeez.
For years and years and years. Speaking of mud, there will be lots of it flying around when we recap the part one of the Orange County reunion that'll be coming up later today. Go to watchcrappins.com to get tickets to all the shows in 2020. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
It's Annie Mac here. I'm delighted to say that my podcast, Finding Annie, is currently being sponsored by the new range of smart cars, which have, FYI, gone fully electric. And there's three types of cars in this new range. There's the 4.2 Coupe, then there's the Smart for 2 EQ Cabrio, which means you can put the roof down. And then there's the four-seater Smart EQ for 4, which gives you and your pals or your family loads of space. And importantly, you can hook them up to your smartphone so you can listen to this podcast while you're driving, Finding Annie.